Hi.
How's it going?
Good afternoon.
Well, does it seem like it's been a long off season or not?
And yeah, I think everybody's excited to be back. It's I think we realized we got a pretty good team, and I'm anxious to start the games. You know, we got 5 tough weeks of practice, and I think we're going to need it. And you know, the 08 season begins, and I hope the rain isn't a forecast of things to come. But I think everybody's excited to be back.
Ending the season, though, how it did it make the season, the off season, longer? Do you think? I mean, how long did you think about it?
Well, it's a short off season, and because we played all the way to the end, and I mean, we're all disappointed with the way it ended. There's no doubt about it. And but you know, that's part of it's part of competing, and you can't always control the outcome. You control how much you put into it, and I know this team put everything we could into it. So I think there's a lot of I think part of that helps you move forward is to say, okay, we did the best we can do, and it didn't turn out the way we would have liked, but sometimes that happens, and we're moving forward with just as much energy and as excitement, and hoping we can go out there and compete as hard as we can and try to put yourself in the best position you can, you know, each and every week.
Was it pretty noticeable without guys like Asante and Roosevelt and Junior? And I mean, are those guys notable absentees?
We've missed every guy we've ever lost, especially from the very successful seasons, but dating all the way back to Lawyer Malloy and Drew Bledsoe and Ty Law, and we've always missed guys. So I think part of every year is there's changes, and it's hard to make you know, comparisons each year. We've never had the same team that comes back intact. You know, there's new coaches here, and there's new teams that we're playing, and it's a new schedule. So I think it all starts fresh for us, and it started today.
Tom, you are a student of the game. There's a long history of teams that have lost the Super Bowl not being successful the next year, some not even making the playoffs. What do you learn by what those teams went through to take and make your team positive rather than negative this year?
Well, I think we start with taking leadership from our coach and the example that he sets. And I don't think he's too concerned with what anybody did last year, including ourselves. I think he's concerned with what we did today and what we're going to do tomorrow. So I think that's where it all starts. And I don't think that what any team's ever done in the history of the NFL is going to have any effect on what we're going to do this year. I think we're going to do the best we can do. And I think we're going to try to do the best we can do every day in practice. And hopefully that leads to a lot of wins each week.
How was your off? Super Bowl? I mean, as a team in a film room situation like you do pretty much every game, have you watched that game? Or does Bill keep it away from you?
No, we watch it and we learn from it. And we learn things that we didn't do so well, and we learn the things we did well. And it wasn't all bad, and it wasn't all good. And I think like most games, it comes down to a couple plays. And we didn't make the plays this game, and that's why the outcome turned out the way it did. But, you know, we're going to learn from it, and we're going to learn from the games we won, and try to always make improvements, try to always learn from each previous week.
Is it good to put it behind you to watch it, or what was the gut feeling when you saw it up there on tape?
Well, you always have emotions because you realize the disappointment you felt after the game. So when you see the game, you think of how you felt after the game, just like when you see games you won, you think of the excitement you feel after the game. And you know, it was one game in last season that we all wish we did a little bit better, but you can't change it at all. You really can't. As much hard as you want to think you can change, you can't. And so what can you do? You can move forward, and you can move forward with the awareness that you can do things better. And we're going to try to do things better in all phases. I think there's a lot of improvements that we need to make as a team. So, you know, we can try to go out and compete as hard as we can, because it's a tough league and it's a tough schedule. We're in a tough conference. And, you know, those teams are always going to be trying to beat us. That's the way it's been since I got here.
How different was your off season this past? Like, was there more traveling, more basketball games you took in? You know, what? Yeah. How was it?
It was great. It was great. Every year it seems to get better. So I really enjoyed the time, you know, with the people, family and friends. And I think I'm also anxious to get back because I love playing and I love competing. And you know, in March and April, you're not so excited about football, but once June and July come, you're anxious to get back and be with your teammates and start getting back to work.
Tom, what did you appreciate about watching the Celtics since you were there a couple games? What did you pick up from them?
It was fun to watch. I think it's exciting for this city because it's the history of the Celtic organization, and I really respect and admire all those guys and the players on the team and the coach and the general manager, the ownership, and they've always been so supportive of what we do, and I think it's cool as a community. You know, all the Boston community, New England community can come together and watch those guys. So I was excited, especially for guys that haven't had the experience to win a championship. And you know how that feels. So you get excited for those guys, Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, Paul, that have played so long and not experienced it, and now they're world champs.
Tom, how much of a sense of something to prove did last year leave with you?
Going what do you mean?
Year, how much do you sense you have to prove this year?
Well, I don't think, I don't think that's what I think about. I don't think about proving anything to anybody except proving that we can work hard. You know, you can't, I don't think you focus on, proving people wrong, or I think you focus on doing the best you can do and controlling how much effort you put into each time you take the practice field or the meeting room, control the effort you put out. And we focused on that for a long time. So no matter what anyone thinks or says, it doesn't matter. As much as I want to think it matters, or you guys want to think it doesn't matter, it's just we're going to control what we can control, and that's our preparation and our effort and our attitude.
Given how long last season was, Tom, what a grind it was physically, mentally, do you have to pace yourself early this year?
Yeah, I think each year I've learned a little something different, and I think the goal this year isn't to go out and see how sore my arm can get, you know. So I think for our team, it's the same thing. The goal is to be ready to play in September. And whatever we need to do to get to that point, that's what our coach is going to put us through. And I think it's a veteran team, and on offense, we pretty much have everybody back. So I don't think it's going to take what it took in terms of a lot of the things that we covered last year. We're going to cover a lot of things, but it's going to be different things, and hopefully we can build on stuff that we did last year.
And last year you had to acclimate yourself to a bunch of new receivers. How will it be different this year?
Yeah, well, we know what everybody can do, and we know what everybody's capable of. So I don't think it's so much I know when we break the huddle last year, you know, guys were starting to the right and then running to the left because that's where they had to go, and they're trying to figure out how to run the routes and what I'm looking for. And now you get in the huddle and you tell Randy what to do. He knows exactly what you're going to do, and he knows exactly what I'm going to do. I know what he's going to do. And same with Wes and Jab and it's pretty much everybody. So I think part of that leads to better execution. And if you can execute more consistently, then you're going to have better execution, over the long term, which is what you're looking for. And there's a lot of guys who can do it really good for one play, and then it goes bad for one play. And I think you want to try to do it as good and as right as often as possible so that can – you know, there's no negative plays and things that, you know, inhibit you from scoring.
You guys had huge numbers last year. Can you equal that or better that?
Well, like I said, I don't know what this year is going to call for. And hopefully if the other team scores 40 points, we can score more than 40. And if they score 3 points, we can score more than 3. So I think each game is going to be different. And however many we need to score, I hope that's what we score.
22 years old. How old do you feel this year?
21. I think. I feel like I'm getting younger. I feel like my body feels really good. Feels like it's in good shape, and my arm feels really good, and my mind feels good. Most importantly, so I think we're ready to kind of attack this season and see what we can make of it.
Will you take a number of practices off and not throw like you did today?
Yeah, I think we have another practice this afternoon. So I think for me, throwing twice a day, I don't think it's important. I think, making sure the reps that I take are good reps rather than, like I said, two practices a day is, it's good for arm soreness, what it's good for me. Some guys can do it, but I think for me, I've over the long term, it's going to be beneficiary to pace it.
First 2 days of training camp, what are you focused on the most? Is it timing? Is it getting back in football shape? What's the premier focus?
Well, I think it's whatever the drill calls for. So coach scripts the practice, and if it's a run game, we're working on the run game and how to execute the run game. And if it's a conditioning drill, we're working on our conditioning. A quickness drill, throwing the ball. It's whatever coach asks us to do, that's what we're going to focus on and try to do our best at it.
Tom, just to make sure you said your arm was great, the ankle
is... Yeah, yeah.
100%?
Yeah, ankle's great. Ankle's great.
Fun
with surfing. I'm a terrible surfer, so I swim and I Yeah, I swim and avoid waves. I don't think I surf much.
Did you get your parking space this year?
No. I gave it up. I didn't compete for it this year, so. I'm sure if I would have competed, I would have won, but I chose not to compete.
I tried to. Were you felt you needed a bigger vacation this offseason?
No. I think, you know, there's other things that have come up in my life that I've had to make choices on. So, you know, one of the choices was to, you know, spend time away with things that I don't get the opportunity to do when I'm in the football season. So, yeah.
Tom, it looks like you don't have
not a vacation. It wasn't all vacation.
Looks like you don't have to face your buddy Jason Taylor too often this season. Are you happy about that?
Yeah. I think Light and I were like pop the cold beer to, you know, when I saw that transaction. We were the two most excited players, you know, in the NFL. So I appreciate that very much. I let him know it as well.
Would Light admit that, do you think?
Oh yeah. We were hugging each other. I mean, it was awesome.